多いの。
Vishwam yonihi asya iti. If I break the sandhi, Vishwam yonihi asya iti.
Vishwam yonihi asya iti.
Yonihi asya iti. You see? Mm-hmm. So Vishwam yonihi asya iti. 149. Then Vishwaha cha. Vishwascha. Vishwaha cha. Asau.
Asau.
Yonihi.
Yonihi.
Cha.
Cha.
Iti.
Iti.
So Yonis Cheti. Yonihi. Yonish Cheti.
Yonish Cheti.
Yonihi. Cha. Iti.
Yonihi.
Ba Vishwa Yonihi.
Ba Vishwa Yonihi.
Okay. The Shankara is actually breaking this compound in two ways. The first one is a Bahuvrihi, the second one is a Karmadarya. So that's for the Sanskrit people. Okay. Well, let's look at what he says. Vishwam Yonihi Asya, whose Yoni, so Vishwa means the universe. Vishwa is the whole creation, the Vishwa, the whole universe, the manifest creation is Vishwam. Yonihi means womb. So whose womb is the universe. Okay? The Vishwa universe is his yoni, is his womb. So the Vishwa Yonihi, Vishwam Yonihi Asya, that's a name for him. His womb is the universe, okay? Vishwam Yonihi Asya, iti, Bahuvrihi. Or, a Karmadarya, Vishwaha Cha Asau Yonihi Cha, iti. This is how a Karmadarya is broken, where the two are in apposition. So you can say, he is both the yoni and the universe. See that? Vishwaha cha, asau yonihi cha, asau, he. He is the yoni and the universe. Or he is both the cause and the effect.
He gives birth to himself.
Yeah, exactly. And he is known as the Vishwa yoni because the Lord himself is the Vishwa and its yoni, the universe and its cause. Okay? So iti Vishwa Yonihi. So you can take this Vishwa Yoni two ways. The one whose yoni, whose womb is the universe, or the one who is the cause, the yoni of the universe. See? The one who is the universe and its cause. You see?
And which one is both which one's more acceptable? Or?
No, they're both. They're both fine. They're both acceptable. They're both right. Everybody see it? So Vishwa Yonihi. Let's go to 150. Punar Vasuhu. Punah Punaha.
Punah Punaha.
Sharireshu.
Sharireshu.
Vasati.
Vasati.
Kshetrajna Rupena.
Kshetrajna Rupena.
Iti Punar Vasuhu.
Iti Punar Vasuhu.
Vasu has many, many meanings, but in this case it means the one who is a dweller. One who is dwelling in, or a dweller, one who dwells. So, punaha means punah punaha, in the sense of again and again, he dwells. Okay, so he is a dweller, again and again. Punar vasuhu. So, let's see if Shankar does it. Punah punaha, again and again. Sharireshu, in all the bodies, in all the shariras, sukshma sharira, stula sharira, in all of the bodies, sharira shu, vasati, he dwells, he lives in all of the bodies, right? He indwells all of the bodies. Loka plural, sharira shu, vasati, iti, thus. So, vasati, kshetrajna rupena, in the form of, or as the kshetrajna, the knower of the kshetra, the knower of the field. Remember in chapter 13, in chapter 13 of the Bhagavad Gita, there's an analysis of viveka between the kshetrajna and the kshetra. The kshetrajna is the knower of the body, the conscious being who indwells the body. Kshetra means, literally it means knower of the field and the field. But then Shankara in his commentary says the field that we're talking about here is only the body because you don't have any problem with the world being a kshetra. You don't recognize the body, mind, sense organs as a kshetra, right? So here, the one who dwells is a dweller again and again. What is that again? It says one who again indwells. What does that mean? Again and again, he dwells in the bodies in the form of the kshetrajna, conscious being. Okay? Iti punarvasahu. Thus, he is called punarvasahu. Everybody see?
So the indweller is the conscious.
Yes.
Okay. Good.
What?
That's fine.
The indweller is a conscious being.
Yeah, consciousness. as a conscious being.
A little satori over
there. It's all right, Peter. Let's go to 151.
What happened?
Oh, I was being humbled.
Upendrahan. I didn't mean it that way.
No, got it. Beautiful. Thank okay. you.
Upendraha.
Upendraha.
Quiet, please. Upendraha.
Upendraha.
Indram upagataha.
Indram upagataha.
Anujatvena.
Anujatvena.
Iti upendraha.
Iti upendraha.
Yadva.
Yadva.
Upari.
Upari.
Indraha.
Indraha.
Upendraha.
Upendraha.
It gives two meanings. The Shankara's commentary gives two meanings. One is, he is the one that comes upagataha. Upagataha means really approaches or is near. But in this sense, it means the one who comes right before Indra as Indra's younger brother. Mm-hmm. So there's a story. I'll just read this to you. Indra is the lord of the heaven. Okay? To help him, the lord was born as Aditi. And was born to Aditi and Kasyapa. In his Vamana Avatara, Vamana Avatara is when Vishnu was born as a dwarf. He took the Vamana Avatara. In that form, he is the Anuja, younger brother of Indra. Indram Upagataha, as one who followed Indra, the Lord is known as. As the one who followed Indra.
Comes after.
In his Vamana Avatara, he is the Anuja, younger brother of Indra. Indram Upagataha, as one who followed Indra, the Lord is known as Upendra. It should be the one who comes before.
No,
he's after.
He's born.
Younger
he
brother, I'm sorry.
Yeah.
Younger brother.
Yeah.
I got it backwards again. I don't know the myth myself, but everybody understand? Mm-hmm. Then in the Krishna avatar, the Lord taught Indra a lesson. I don't remember what this lesson was, unless it's the one that came in Upanishad, and showed that he is Upari Indraha. So here the Upa, or it means Upari, means above or superior. Upari means higher, above. So he is superior to Indra, and hence he is Upendra. Okay? So, Upendraha. So this is, you can take it as either way. Swamiji gives another meaning as all of the sense organs and the mind, the indriyas, all the sense organs and the mind have as their innermost, are dependent on, right, conscious being. So it resolves into Brahman. So he gives that other meaning. You can read that yourself. Sure. Everybody clear on that?
Mm-hmm.
So Upendraha. But the two meanings, that these are the two meanings that Shankara gives. You know, but then you can also take it, the one that's totally associated with consciousness. Okay. Let's do one more. Vamanaha.
Vamanaha.
The one in the form of a dwarf. Okay. Vamana means dwarf. Okay, so. Balim Vamana Rupena.
Balim Vamana Rupena.
Yachita Van Iti.
Yachita Van Iti.
Vamanaha.
Vamanaha.
Sambhajaniyaha itiva.
Sambhajaniyaha itiva.
So here's just, bali is an offering, you know, or asking for a promise or a boon is bali. So in the accusative singular balim, vamana rupena, in the form of vamana, yachita van. He begged, he requested from Mahabali a boon, a bali, right? In the form, as a dwarf. He took the birth of a Vamana, the Vamana Avatar. As a dwarf, he went to Mahabali and he requested a boon, right? And that boon was, let me just have 3 steps of land. Mm. And then each step took the whole universe. 2 steps took the entire universe, and he had 1 step left and put it on Mahabali's head, right? So here, yet Yachita Van is a present, as a past active participle. He asked. I mean, he begged. Yach means to like to beg, to request, to ask. He asked a boon in the form as a dwarf. He asked a boon. He asked Mahabali. It's the one who he asked. Right? So iti vamanaha. Then sambhajaniya iti va. Sambhajaniya means the one who is worshipped, the one who is most respected or worshipped. So vamana also means Bhagavan, Brahman, Ishwara, who's worshipped or who's contemplated on in the thumb space of the heart. So Vamana also means that which is most adored, most worshipable. Mm-hmm. Well, it's another meaning of Vamana. You can either take it as the dwarf or as that one who is most worshipful, abiding in the thumb space of the heart. Okay, good. There's another, if you look on page 184, there's a nice verse there. I'm going to actually have to add that to our notes, so I'll put that verse in our notes and we'll do it next week. See that verse?
Mm-hmm.
There's a verse in the notes at the bottom of page 184.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
So I didn't put that in. I just noticed it this morning. I'm going to add that in. So before you print it out, one.
Okay.
I'll add that. Okay? Good. Om Swasti Prajabhya Paripalayantam Nyayena Margena Mahim Mahishaha Go Brahmanebhya Shubhamastu Nityam Loka Samasta Sukhino Bhavantu Kale Varshatu Bhajanyaha Prithivi Sasya Shalini Desho Yam Chobarahitaha Brahmana santi nirbhayaha Om sarve bhavantu sukhinaha Sarve santu niramayaha Sarve bhadrani pashyantu Ma kaschit dukha bhagbhavet Asato ma sadgamaya Tamaso ma jyotirgamaya Mrityorma amritam gamaya Om Purnamadah Purnamidam Purnat Purnamudashyate Purnasya Purnamadaya Purnameva Vashishyate Om Shanti 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 Hari Om Shri Gurubhyo Namaha Hari Om.